Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is January 25, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Splitit, THG partner to provide monthly payment solutions. MasterCard to increase interchange fees post-Brexit. HSBC integrates OmniCollect solution with EasyPay. ACH network shows growth in payments at the end of 2020. MoneyGram, checkout.com partner to expand real-time digital P2P payments with Visa Direct. France-based startup Alma raises $59.40 MLN for its installment payment option. Boohoo acquires Debenhams for £55 MLN. Swedish payments provider Trustly plans $11 billion IPO. Now let's get started. Splitit, THG partner to provide monthly payment solutions. Splitit Payments, a UK-based provider of monthly installment payment solutions, has announced it has partnered with THG, a global technology platform, to offer its monthly payment solution through THG Ingenuity. Splitit will provide THG's global customers with the option to pay for purchases using their own credit with no additional fees. Splitit allows consumers to pay in installments using the credit they already have. THG Ingenuity is a proprietary, end-to-end technology and operating platform that has enabled the group to build and scale its own D2C brands including MyProtein, LookFantastic, and Rye.com.au. THG Ingenuity is partnered with retailers across the globe, including Elemis, Lulu Guinness, and BWX. MasterCard to increase interchange fees post-Brexit. MasterCard has announced that they will increase the interchange fees for transactions made from the UK to the EU starting from October. The company will charge 1.5% of the transaction value for every online credit card payment, up from the current 0.3%, and 1.15% for debit card payments, up from 0.2%. According to Yahoo Finance, UK shoppers will not be impacted by the increase in interchange fees when ordering from EU-based companies. MasterCard charges an interchange fee, typically paid by a retailer's bank to the cardholder's bank. The increase in fees comes because the UK is no longer part of the EU and will hence not benefit from the cap on interchange fees set in 2015. HSBC integrates OmniCollect solution with EasyPay. HSBC has announced the integration of its payments and collection solution, OmniCollect, into Zuellig Pharma Thailand's digital platform, EasyPay. The platform offers customers multiple online payment options and the ability to generate invoices automatically. With the integration of OmniCollect into EasyPay, Zuellig Pharma Thailand's customers have more payment options beyond cash, check, and bank transfer. Their multiple online payment options include credit cards, e-wallets, real-time payments, and QR prompt pay. HSBC OmniCollect is available in 9 markets across Asia-Pacific Australia, China, Hong Kong, India, Indonesia, Malaysia, Singapore, Thailand, and Vietnam with each market offering different capabilities. ACH network shows growth in payments at the end of 2020. The ACH network has shown strong growth in the final quarter of 2020, with 7 billion payments made, an increase of nearly 9% from a year earlier. Combined with data on check payments, the results show the dramatic impact of the pandemic on the use of payments by Americans, businesses, and government agencies compared to 2019, before the pandemic had significantly impacted the U.S. economy. ACH growth accelerated in key areas that represent a quickening shift away from check payments. Payments to individuals by direct deposit increased by 11.1% to more than $2 billion. Internet-initiated consumer ACH payments for bills and other account transfers grew by 15.2% to more than $2 billion. Person-to-person P2P payments completed by ACH grew by 44% to 62 million. Business-to-business B2B payments by ACH for vendor and supply chain payments rose almost 15% from the fourth quarter of 2019 to $1.2 billion. At the same time, the volume of ACH payments initiated by a check declined by more than 23% in the fourth quarter compared to 2019. MoneyGram, checkout.com partner to expand real-time digital P2P payments with Visa Direct. MoneyGram has announced the expansion of its Visa debit card deposit service across Europe. According to the press release, the expansion has launched in collaboration with checkout.com, utilizing Visa Direct, Visa's real-time push payments platform. MoneyGram customers can now use the company's website or mobile app to send money in near real-time to Visa debit cardholders across 575 corridors from 25 countries in Europe. Furthermore, according to MoneyGram, the expansion is another milestone on the company's journey to lead the evolution of digital P2P payments, as consumer demand for real-time payments direct to bank accounts and mobile wallets continues to surge. The new service is a huge milestone for the remittance industry in Europe, which is one of the largest send markets. In 2019, MoneyGram was the first organization in the industry to enable cross-border transfers from the U.S. using Visa Direct. Since then, MoneyGram has continued to build on its established relationship with Visa and the multiple advantages the service brings for its customers, including speed, convenience, affordability, and choice. France-based startup Alma raises US$59.40 MLN for its installment payment option. France-based startup Alma has announced a US$59.4 million Series B funding round, as it's building a new payment option for expensive goods. According to TechCrunch, the offering allows consumers to pay over three or four installments, similar to the likes of Klarna, Cathay Innovation, IDINVEST, BPI Francis Large Venture Fund, Sia Ventures, and Picus Capital are participating in the funding round. Besides, Alma is raising a credit line of US$25.5 million to finance merchant payments. Furthermore, one of the benefits that make Alma attractive to merchants is that it is handling 100% of the risk involved with a payment over multiple installments. Therefore, when a customer makes a purchase in four installments, they'll get charged over several months, while the merchant gets paid on day one. Additionally, Alma plans to offer longer plans, such as the ability to buy now and pay over 6, 10 or 12 installments, TechCrunch stated. Boohoo acquires Debenhams for £55 MLN. Online retailer Boohoo has acquired Debenhams for £55 million in a deal that will see the closure of the high street retailer's remaining stores, The Guardian reported. According to the Boohoo's officials, the acquisition of the Debenhams brand represents a transformational deal for the group, as e-commerce continues to grow. The company's ambition is to create the UK's largest marketplace. Therefore, the initiative will accelerate the company's plans of being a leader, not just in fashion e-commerce, but in new categories including beauty, sport, and homeware. Consequently, Debenhams will operate as a digital shop window for Boohoo's brands, including Pretty Little Thing and third-party retailers. Although Boohoo will take a commission on third-party sales, it will not be responsible for delivery or customer service. Debenhams is likely to be expanded internationally in the future. Furthermore, Boohoo, which is also buying the brand's main, Monoderay, principles, and faith, said the remaining stores will be wound down when they are in a position to reopen. Swedish payments provider Trustly plans $11 billion US IPO. Sweden-based payments company Trustly has announced plans to launch an IPO in late April or early May 2020, with a valuation of up to $11 billion US. Trustly's revenues were around €130 million in 2019 and will be around €200 million for 2020 on a double-digit core earnings EBITDA margin, company representatives stated. Cited by Crowdfund Insider. The press release goes on to explain that the appeal of financial technology companies has increased during the COVID-19 pandemic as more people shop online and make payments digitally to avoid physical contact. Many fintech firms simultaneously explore an IPO and a deal with a special purpose acquisition company, which raises money in an IPO and then buys a private company to give it a listing. Trustly, founded in 2008 and with offices in Sweden, Spain, Malta, Germany and Britain, processes more than 4 million payments per month. Nordic Capital bought a 70% stake in the company in 2018 at a valuation of roughly €700 million and merged it with US-based Pay with My Bank in 2019. In June 2020, Trustly was reportedly valued at about US$2 billion in a financing round that included BlackRock, Investment Corporation of Dubai, Aberdeen Standard Investments, Neuberger Berman, and Retirement System Investment Commission. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.